Hello?
Hi, Jeff. It's Allison from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm hanging.
Hanging in. How's everything going with your son?
He's hanging.
Hanging as good as he can be.
I said that to the lady the other day. She said, you're hanging. Don't let go. Meaning, I'm hanging, but don't let go. But anyway.
Yeah.
Everything's going. I mean, everything happened all at once last year in September.
Yeah.
We were accepting this is happening, that was happening, and he got a job, and oh my God. But then that job was only seasonal. So
got
now,
it.
But anyway, okay. But so that's enough said.
Tell me about this. So Sarah kind of briefed me on it. It's the inheritance now. She, and correct me if I'm wrong, she said that it's for your JP, he's JC, correct?
Yes.
So you're Jeffrey, and if I remember correctly, it's Paul, and he's C, like
he's
Cat?
Jeffrey Charles. Yeah, he's Jeffrey Charles.
Charles, okay. Because that's how we got through to them the last time. Because remember, they messed you guys up, so I want to make sure that...
Yes, that happened a few times.
Quite a bit, yeah. So I will double check that now. So it's for, I don't want to say junior. I'm going to say junior because you guys are both Jeff. Is it? How do I pronounce your last name?
It has to be, if he's a junior, it has to be the same middle name.
No, I know. So that's how I'm going to refer to him talking
junior.
To you.
That's fine. You can call him Junior. That's fine.
So it's for him.
The last name is pronounced Iacobacci.
Iacobacci. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, it's for you, Mr. Iacobacci. No, it's in your name, but it's for your son.
Well, no, it's in his name, and I am here. This one here. First Trust Bank, it's Jeffrey C. As it comes in the mail, Jeffrey C. Iacobacci, Jeffrey P. Iacobacci, representative.
Got it. So you're his rep payee for that.
Correct.
Okay. And now, where do you mind me asking? Because how much is it for?
It is for. I'm seeing up to date one, but it's all pretty close to around there.
$39,141.07.
Okay.
Is there anything that he has to pay off right now? Like medical bills?
He does have a couple medical bills, but nothing like really outstanding. Like
okay.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
As I am filling out this form, it says.
So you got in the mail. Sorry to cut you off. You got in the mail a renewal packet.
Well, I got in the mail, but what I got wasn't a full packet, and it was out of order. So I again turned to the office of. The office of Senator State Representative Tariq Khan, and the office there, Jill, she's helped me fill this out, and she got me the whole packet. She got me the whole packet, and I am in the middle of
it. Got it. So he needs a renewal.
It's a renewal, yeah.
Okay, because I see here, I don't see his services ending. Quite yet. No, there's no end date in Keystone, and he still has the program active currently. So I don't, does it say when that's due on it?
Don't let me cut you.
No.
This morning I made an appointment with Paul Senkuk.
Okay.
And he's the service coordinator with Keystone First. It was Simi Javid, but now it's Paul Senkuk.
Yep.
That is at 11 o'clock on Monday, the September 8th. I have to meet with him.
Okay.
And so, here, he's at the annual, like Simi came to our apartment last year. Now it's going to be
got it. Okay.
So I guess that's where it's all at. You know what I mean?
Got it. So it's renewal for the insurance, like just a check-in?
The key, yeah, the Keystone first, right?
Okay, so, perfect. So, Paul, okay.
Like I said, around last September, October, everything came into fruition.
Like, got it.
Just that, a million things. Finding money and all that.
So what I'm going to explain to you now, so what I'm hearing is he's just doing a readmission for insurance. I don't think it has anything to do with his income yet, but I don't know the packet that you're working on. So what I'm going to advise is, so go through with the assessment with Paul on the 8th at 11 a.m. Don't mention unless he does any income resources, because the insurance keeps it very physical. So they'll go through like a day in Jeff's life, what he needs help with, what you usually do for him, how many hours he currently has, are you happy with them, would you like him to submit more, is there any outstanding ailments, any recent diagnosis, changes in medications.
I think we're getting off base now. I mean,
okay.
I have that under control with Keystone First and Paul, and whatever questions they ask me, it's probably going to be the same as last year, and I'm going to answer the same as last year.
Because exactly.
I wasn't aware of all this money. I kind of had an inkling of it, and that's how I
you're okay.
So
you don't have to, do anything with it, by the way. This is just hours.
What I'm asking, my question is, we'll call it inheritance, with these monies and payee now, do I have to submit what that is? See, I'm going through these papers now.
Yeah.
Burial. Hang on one second. Just give me. And then it's going to come up with his income information for the applicant, spouse, and or dependents. So he's going to want to know. They're going to want to know.
Okay.
It has here his Social Security benefits, which is all he was getting last year. He's not getting any other money from anybody. I mean, but that's the only income he's actually receiving.
Yeah.
But as far as the inheritance is concerned, they are in a certain account. And,
okay.
And, kind of account. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure what kind of account it is, but am I going to have to submit? Submit
that payment.
Information.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to submit that information, the monies that he has that were in a certain account that was the payee was under somebody else's name, but now it's in my name, I'm the payee, and am I going to have to submit that?
Is it just your name on it, or is it his and your name on the bank account?
It's his, everything is his name, and I am the payee.
Okay, give me one second. I'm just going to pull up his old paperwork, just so I can look at the bank account with you. I'm going to say it's hard.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Because it technically is for the both of you. Like, I get that you're the one that's getting the payment. I think that you guys have a little bit of leeway with both of you being on it.
I'm the one who overseeing what happens with that money, and what happened with that money for about the year that I found it out and changed the payee and all that. I didn't do anything. I touch it and sitting there and collecting a little bit of interest, and that's his money.
Okay.
But I do have the power to go in and withdraw.
When did he get that? Just recently?
When did he get what?
The payment.
he's not getting any kind of payment on. He's not getting any kind of payment on that. It's just sitting in the bank.
Oh, okay. So was this around the time that we applied you, or no?
Yeah, it was around. Well,
oh,
was around
so then
the
if
time,
they didn't,
I,
if
they,
I sorry.
I didn't know of it when we did this last year. I found out the fact about this after we applied everything.
Okay.
And everything was in motion with Family First.
Got it. Okay.
Then I found out, and then I never got any kind of like another renewal form where I can
list it on there. Yeah, you're good. Okay. I would definitely.
So now, what do we do? What do we do with them? With them monies are sitting in certain accounts.
So I would.
There's more than just one.
Yeah, not to get anybody in trouble, I'm going to advise you to list it. You can list it as you're the rent payee, but it goes to Jeff. This is the account that he has it in, because they're going to want to see proof of the payment, like the deposit, as well as
proof
the paper.
What payment? Proof of what payment?
So is the inheritance is just sitting in a bank account. Now, what bank is that under?
Well, there's actually several of them. There's more than just one First Trust.
Okay, so it's all under First Trust?
There's more to it than that. There's more bank accounts too. But what I'm trying to get at is I don't need to get into how much and with who they are. Do I have to submit that information? And will that affect Jeffrey's renewal?
So, yes, I'm going to advise you to hand it in. The only reason why I'm asking is because they're going to want proof of the inheritance with his name if it's active in a bank account currently under his income. Like, this is going to be called unearned income, yes. They will take it into consideration. And the only reason why I'm asking for the different bank information is because if you have it split up into separate banks, they're going to want to see each and every one. And whoever's name on it is, I just want to make sure that they don't tie them together.
I'm not the one who put it in these banks.
Got it. So, yes, I would advise them that.
And now I'm the payee. Now. What my main concern here, Allison,
is if it's going to affect him.
If I submit all this information to Medicaid, okay, then who knows what they're going to come up with? They say, "Well, you got to pay us back what we gave you your son last year." Well, I didn't know about it last year.
No, I know. They're going to see the application date.
Who knows what they're going to come up with? So I'm thinking to myself, should I even worry about renewing my policy?
It's totally up to you.
Because I don't want them having the right to go in and take what's my son's inheritance, which I guess they think I should be taking it out and living off of that instead of what they are providing for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I didn't know all this. Now all of a sudden I know all this. I don't want them to have the authority just to go in and say, well, you owe us this, and then that $40,000 be gone in a day.
Yeah.
So I don't want that.
So for this program and the application, you have to list the income, resources, all of that. So that is technically considered a unearned income. If it's under his name, they're going to look at when it was administered versus when his application date was. So the facts are facts. He got it after he did the application. So that's one thing. But they will take it into consideration. I don't know how it's going to affect him Like I was saying before, you guys might have a little bit of leeway with both of you on it, not just solely him. So just for legal purposes, I would absolutely list it. Will it affect him? I'm not 100% sure.
Now, in the event, okay, how does this Medicaid break down? Like, okay, now, Family First, okay, mm-hmm. they're providing me employment.
Yeah.
As taking care of my son. That's what Family First is doing for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, with this through this Medicaid program, mm-hmm. okay, it's also providing services for Jeff, like ride to and from work.
Yes.
And actually, I don't know what else it's providing. It's providing that extra health coverage that he's only on Social Security disability, Social Security insurance. You know, he's only on the Medicaid health insurance. So now he has that Keystone First as a backup. That all comes through the Medicaid.
Yeah.
Right. Now. So what are they providing me? Because half the time when I tell them he's got Keystone First, they don't accept that card because of community health choices.
Yes, he has his Medicare as primary.
Yeah, so a lot of the health insurance that they provide him is pretty much minimum because a lot of doctors and or companies don't accept community health choices. And that is the insurance that Medicaid is providing him. So why should he even have it if they don't accept it?
So
what am I really losing? You know what I mean?
So
the only thing I'd be
to explain
is my employment. Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. So to explain, I get it, yeah.
My employment.
He's a dual eligible applicant, okay? That means that he's Medicaid and Medicare. When people get this under 65, Medicare kicks in first. That is going to take priority over Keystone First Community Health Choices. Medicare is versatile. So that will be his main. So you're saying if somebody doesn't take Medicare straight, they don't take Keystone First?
But the YMCA does not accept community health choices. Okay. Now, they don't accept with me with Medicaid. I'm on Medicaid. Okay. I'm on Medicaid and I'm 63,
mm-hmm.
but I have to pay my.
Yes, because Jeffrey is qualified disabled by Social Security. Do you get disability or is it just SSI income?
I get my own disability.
Okay.
Jeffrey turned 18. I got him on Social Security disability, which he was entitled to, and so that's all separate. He gets like $1,000 a month or $1,100, whatever he gets. But yeah, so what I'm trying to get at is that...
Yeah, so the waiver program, they benefit, so they are able to provide more. Give me one second. I'm just trying to pull up. Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to find out if they have the right to go in and take whatever money they want to whenever they want to.
No.
And with this being in his name for his future,
mm-hmm.
we're not spending that money right now. That is in certain accounts, money market accounts, or a 5-year account, 3-year account. Yeah, they're all in all tied up, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
So because we don't need that. Right now, and in the future, when I die, of course, Jeff's going to need some he's going to need that kind of help. What should I do? What should I do? You go cash all them certificates in, get cash and put it in a safety deposit box somewhere?
Yeah. So, okay, so long-term support services. So for Community Health Choices, it is considered it's a managed long-term care insurance plan. So that means that anybody who is nursing facility clinically eligible and receiving Medicaid long-term services and supports through either the home waiver or residing in a nursing facility, they're able to receive physical health benefits. So I have a list. I don't know if you want me to run through it, but it's like assistive technology, behavior therapy, benefits counseling, career assessments, cognitive rehabilitation, counseling. There's also the service coordination, the home health, meals on wheels, participant directed goods, emergency response systems, pest eradication.
You don't need to do all that.
Okay.
But he does.
So then
he does get Food America.
Okay. So that, as well as the transportation, as well as the service coordination and the home health care, is going to run through the waiver. That's what they're giving you. That is what the long term support services are.
Right. I know that. But it's just the one question I have.
Yeah, you said, what does it cover? And that's what it covers.
Yeah, No. I know what it covers. My question, it hasn't been answered yet.
Okay.
I list these inheritance money.
Yep.
Okay. If I list these inheritance monies, does that give them that's another thing. The question is, if I list them inheritance monies, will he not be qualified to receive Medicaid? He's got this kind of money in inheritance. Now he's not eligible for Medicaid no more.
So just regular Medicaid. Is he single or married?
My son.
He's single?
He's single, yeah.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't know that.
You just not understand my question. You get me confused.
No, I'm understanding your question. You asked me about regular Medicaid. I'm understanding very well, and I'm trying to answer your question, but you keep asking me more and telling me that your question is not answered. So I'm trying to answer the question. So the reason why I'm asking is because there's different qualifications for a married couple versus a single applicant for just regular Medicaid. That is why I'm asking you that. So for single applicant, one person is for regular Medicaid, $989 a month for income, and the asset limit is $2,000. So he will be well over the $989 a month. That is different qualifications than the waiver, which is what we did, which is $2,900 a month in income. So it's $2,000 less.
Right.
So that would be for the regular.
So what we did, Jeffrey was accepted for the Medicaid. He was accepted into the Medicaid program. Okay. That's what we did. And that's good. So good. Now, if I submit these monies.
Yes.
He has an inheritance. All of a sudden, who appeared out of nowhere, will that not make him eligible for?
I just said yes. I don't think you're understanding. So I'm answering your question and you keep asking me the same one. So yes, it's going to affect his income. If he, the limit a month max is $989. He is receiving $39,000.
But he's not getting it. We ain't spending it. It's sitting in an account.
So then they're going to consider that an asset of his, because what they do is the bank account that you have your money in is considered an asset if it has your name written on it. That's not income. That's an asset. So the, if not one, then the other.
It has his name written on it.
There you go.
Right. So, but, so it's considered an asset. If the bank account has his name written on it, it's considered an asset, and therefore it would put him over the $2,900 whatever.
Yeah.
So it if, would put
if
him over.
If he's supposed to receive it in the future, like, so I'm not really understanding because you're telling me that he hasn't received it. It's just sitting in a bank account, which to me means that he has it because it's in a bank account with his name on it. He just doesn't have access because you're the rep payee, correct?
Yeah.
So he currently has $39,000. So I want, like, so he owns that money. So he has $39,000. So yes, that is his bank account. He is going to be affected. I'm not sure how, because sometimes the state is like lenient and they are considerate for some situations. I'm not sure the technicalities of what they go through for that, but yes, if it's over the waiver qualifications, I'm not sure what they're gonna go through for regular Medicaid. So that's why I was saying in the beginning, if this is just for his home care, I wouldn't even mention the inheritance. But if you have to fill out the application, then I would list it, or else that's fraud.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But,
yeah, so that's why I was saying legally, I would just list it and see how they advise you. Now, it's not the end of the world because there is another program. It is called the Options Program, and it is through the Area on Aging. This has no financial qualifications, but it still has the physical aspects of the home care. I'm pretty sure you could do transportation. It's just not the waiver. It's through the Area on Aging. And again, it's called the Options Program. There's just not a financial qualification for it. And that's only if he gets to that point, because I don't know what they're going to say. I'm not sure.
Wow.
From my knowledge, inheriting almost $40,000 would knock him off.
Mm-hmm.
However,
there's plan B, the option program.
Yes. Or if a lot of times my patients either buy themselves medical equipment, like wheelchair, walker, whatever, at-home modifications. I had a patient redo, I'm not saying you have to do this, but redo his tub into a walk-in shower. Spent that money on that. And I'm not saying that you guys have to go spend this willy-nilly. I'm just saying there's other options as well. And then this is where it gets into like a legal aspect of it. So that's why I try not to advise too much into it. But yes, that's why I try to stay to the guidelines. I do have a contact if you want for PA Holson Law.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm ready. I got you.
Give me one second. So it is called PA Health and Law Project.
PA is in Paul?
Yes.
PA.
Pennsylvania Health Law Project.
Health Law. I'm writing this down. Project.
Yeah, project. It's a nonprofit organization that we try to suggest our patients that are having these issues to, because they've helped us so much, kind of educate us for what we're able to give to our patients. So if there's nothing more that I could personally do, I'm going to give you them. It's 1-800-274-3258. And they close at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. So. The Alchemy program. But he's only 38. So would that make a difference with the Alchemy program?
No. Not at all.
And PCA. What's PCA?
So that's the Corporation for Aging. That's where the options program is going to run through.
Okay, so it's just through that program. Okay.
So instead of the, yes, instead of the waiver going through Keystone first, you're now going to get the options program lets you go straight through the area on aging and the county instead of having insurance be that third person.
Okay. 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 I'm saying okay, but I'm
you're processing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. In the end, you and I, you just get it worked out.
No, I know.
So chances are that it's going to affect him. And I do have one other go-to person that's been helping me, and that's the office of State Representative Tariq Khan.
Yeah.
And she knows her business pretty good too. I mean, maybe she can give me more of an insight. But I think pretty much got it all. But as far as
legally, go for them. Because I'm just like, I'm not licensed, so I don't want to give any incorrect information based off anybody's finances. So I'm just giving you what I was trained in with. This is like the basic knowledge of the Medicaid process and like the waiver. So I'm pretty sure the number I gave you and the representative that you have will be able to go in with like the nitty gritty of the legal, if the two of your names on it, let them know that you're a rep, pay rep B, all of that stuff.
Yeah. There is another option for me too, I think. And that is just simply don't renew the Medicaid situation. Okay. And go through that program that you just said and just start from there, because that is an option. I don't know if that's a strong option, but I have to
yeah, I would. Yeah, you can call into PCA.
Yeah.
To ask them about options.
Oh, man.
Do you want PCA's number?
And whose number are you giving me again?
Philadelphia Corporation for Aging.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you gave me the one number, but yeah, give me that number. So, hang on 1 second.
Yeah,
on one
take second. Your time.
Okay. So Jeff just called me. He's at the YMCA. He doesn't need to get done at 12. Aww. He's at 30. I'm like, what the? He needs a job. So,
yeah.
So, you're going to give me the phone number for Philadelphia?
Yes.
For aging? Okay.
And they are in charge of the options program, and their number is 215-765-9040.
9040 PCA. I think I remember that number because
yep.
I took care of my son. I dealt with them. Yeah, and that was years ago. Oh my God.
So it's not the end of the world. You can have different programs with him. And if you have any questions, you just call us back and we can discuss it if you want.
And another thing is that, At first, my first thought with all this is that I'll be losing my income.
Yeah.
From Family First, but you know something, I won't be losing. You know why? Because I from time to time I get a message from Sarah, and it's telling me how she wants me to go take care of somebody here or take care of somebody there. So I think I can always have employment.
Yeah, you absolutely can. We can keep you on the list.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it just won't be taking care of Jeff. But,
yeah.
I can make my my hours at...
You
that,
can.
That
absolutely.
Yeah. So my life with Family First won't end.
No, you're always allowed to come back. And since you did your competency test and everything, you're all ready to go. So if you do get a text from her, I'm going to send her a message now saying that you want to stay a caregiver with us. So just keep you in mind.
I talked to her this morning. I let her know.
Oh, beautiful. Perfect. So, yeah, we can keep you, absolutely. And I'll keep you in mind. Remind me the zip code. It's 191.
29.
19129. You got it. I'll keep an eye out. And then in the meantime, you can touch base with Corporation for Aging if you want to look at the options, or you can wait until after the 8th, because I don't see Jeff's services ending at any time, and just see what insurance has to say.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So I don't want to end it on him if it's not going to end already.
I'm sure that yearly get together.
Yeah.
We'll find out about that.
Yeah. So if you hear anything, just let me know. If you call PCA and you have any questions, the number I texted you is my direct line.
Gotcha.
Okay. Ooh. I'm just trying to help you figure it all out.
Oh, you are. And
good.
And knowing that it's not the end of the world. And,
no.
When I got this paperwork on Friday, and took it to Jill on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, I was in like disarray, like nervous. And rushing around. But now I'm going to calm down a little bit. It's not the end of the
I
world.
Know. It's a huge tizzy that they get you into. And that's why we're here, just to talk you down off the ledge. You're good. There's still more programs that he's able to utilize. And although our agency might not accept it, I can help you with it as much as I can, or give you resources to use.
Uh-huh. That's very
okay.
Good. That's fine. I just found a credit card. Walking up the street. I'm just getting in my car.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and I just found a credit card. I think I just put that in the mailbox, right?
Yeah. But
they might take it.
So do you have any other questions on PCA, the options program, anything like that?
I think I'm good, and I just don't want to give. Look, I am just, I'm his keeper. Right?
Yeah, I know.
And so what I'm doing is I'm keeping.
You're doing your job.
Yeah, I'm doing my job. So therefore,
you're doing a good job.
Thank you. I think that in Jeff's best interest, the monies that he has, I shouldn't tell anybody. I shouldn't tell Medicaid or anything. Now, this other program where it doesn't ask about monies, that seems like a good program.
Yeah, there's a little bit, though, I will advise, there's a little bit of a wait list because there is no financial qualification. It won't be as long as the waiver, but there is, just to fair warn you, a little bit of a wait list, again, because there's no financial qualifications, but it should move pretty fast.
And that's fine, and because in the meantime, maybe Jeff will get a job.
Exactly. They can help him with that there.
Yeah. Anything he would be lacking is the transportation to and from, but that's okay too.
No, they do transportation through options as well as the meals, as well as everything like that.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Let me see. So I actually just sent this. So, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Options program is 60 years and over. Shoot.
That's okay.
All right. Let me see. I'll see if there's any other. We might be able to get him into another. I'll see if there's any other ones with no financial qualifications. I apologize. I did not. I thought it was. Okay, this one has an age then, 60 years older. Okay. You know what? I'm going to look into this for you. I'm going to see if there's any other. And if you want, you can call into PCA. Say my son is underage for the options. Is there any other available programs for him that, because he doesn't qualify for the waiver anymore? That's all you can say. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going up to the Y and pick up Jeff. He keeps ringing.
All right. Go call him, and I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to shoot you a text with all the Corporation for Aging Philadelphia, the programs for you, okay?
Yeah, you know, I know you're up in New York. I know down here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I gotta put the heat on in the morning and the air conditioner on in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. No, I know. It's getting weird now. It was super warm yesterday morning, but this morning it was freezing.
It was cold, man.
It was frost.
I'm telling you. But just here, like with Jeff nagging on me, and all this going on, and everything pressure. I'm just ready to hang it all up and say, listen, man, we'll get through with what we got. But
yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Not going to give up.
I'm going to look, anyway. And then I can always touch base with you. But PCA would be the place to call for any programs, okay?
Yeah, but we're going to finish up with this Medicaid situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you informed. I ain't going to do it through text, and I'm probably going to call you.
You're all good.
I will do it through text if I have to, but
okay.
But okay.
You're all good, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Alison.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Take care, Jeff. Tell Jeff I say hello.
I will.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah. Thank you. You know
of
what?
Of course.
Me too? You know, a friend of ours is in the hospital. She had pneumonia. She had a bad case of pneumonia, and we went to visit her. And I went to see her last night, and all she keeps saying is, "I want to go home." Well, my son had pneumonia 35, 40 times, and I remember that saying that. What was he ever used to say that I want to get home?
Yeah.
I started tearing up when I heard her say
aww.
That. He's a man. So he wants to go see her.
Enjoy your time with her. Enjoy your time with her.
Oh, definitely will.
All right, Jeff. Okay. It's been a good talk. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Take care. Enjoy your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.